This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back. Drew Hernandez is our guest who's on this, and he works with the Epoch Times, Epoch Times, one of the best independent organizations in the world, if not the best for a major organization. They come out of the folks that fled China and witnessed mass murder of Buddhists, Christians, and others, and so they're just doing a great job. To watch our own corporate media attack them, let you know which side corporate media is with. But investigative reporter, ladies and gentlemen, with Real America's Voice, and he joins us. Drew, you're making a great point about how you've got your speech as long as you go along with the lies, which they all admit are lies, very poisonous shot, doesn't protect you, destroys your immune system. But if you're a real expert, they silence you, and that just shows if we're supposedly going to trust these doctors and nurses that are such heroes, and a lot of them are great people. Why aren't we listening to them now about the horrible things they've seen inside these hospitals and clinics and nursing homes?
Absolutely. It's an abusive mentality that these people have. And the point I was making before the break is this. In the red pill moment, I want people to ask themselves, whether you're on the left or you're on the right, is this, okay? If you're a free, autonomous human being, and you believe in making your own choices, yourself, I want to ask you this. Why is the federal government... why are all the so-called trusted sources, why are all these people that come out and say, we just want you to be educated. We want you to know what you're doing when you're putting something into your body. We want you to be informed, right? You hear the governor of New York come out and say, it's the smart people that are getting vaxxed, but those that aren't smart, they're not yet. So we need you to go out there and evangelize them. It's the same narrative you're hearing across the board. So I want people to ask themselves is this. If these people really want you to be educated and they want you to be informed, then why is it that they censor on big tech anytime a doctor or a medical healthcare professional comes out and lists the negative side effects or speaks out against the vaccine or speaks on something that could potentially that could be bad for you if you take this? Why do they get censored? Why do they get suppressed? And in the mainstream media, they get painted as insane or crazy.
Well, Drew, here's a perfect example. They've had to have at least 10 major bioethics professors that are over the ethics of the university's medical systems. Okay, I mean, that means like they're the expert. And another top one was just basically forced out because he said, this is violates the Nuremberg Code. You're saying people with natural immunity, it's no good. That can kill them to take any vaccine once you have natural immunity. You can have an autoimmune response. UC Irvine director of medical ethics placed on investigative leave over challenge to vaccine mandate. That's what's going on. So read that article on Infowars.com. And folks, the only way it gets out is you sharing on your email, sharing on your text message, and word of mouth. This is a total war. Drew, I want to invite you back very soon. I want to go to the border with you again. But there's my favor. Please keep me in mind. I've been wanting to come to New York. I've been wanting to come protest with the people very soon. And I just haven't done the right time or the right place. So I hope you could be my guide up there. Maybe in 2-3 weeks, and because I also promised to go protest at the UN and at the embassy there from Australia, 4 Australians being arrested for even speaking out against lockdowns online. And the man that asked me to do it on air 2 weeks ago has now been arrested. We covered that before you came on last hour. And so I promised to do this. So will you tell me the best time or place to come up to New York, please, sir?
Absolutely, Alex. Now is the time. It's now or never, Alex. Because right now there are thousands of people that are being put out on the street with these unconstitutional authoritarian vax mandates. Nurses, medical health care professionals.
And they're training us like Hitler did or the communists did to persecute certain groups because they haven't done what the government wants. That's illegal. Insane. Drew, I'm so excited that you are with the Epoch Times. I mean, I can't think of better people in the world. I mean, they're right up there with Tucker Carlson or you know, right up there with some of the more amazing people out there. Joe Rogan's totally awake now. Beautiful things are happening. But tell me about your show and where people can find it.
Yeah, well, people could follow me on Twitter, Drew H. Live. I actually work for Real America's Voice. I don't think they're in connection with Epoch Times, but I work for Real America's Voice.
Well, if I'm ignorant, I'm sorry. I just see them promoting it and pushing it on there. So maybe I'm I think it's affiliated somehow. But you work there. You probably know more than I do.
Real America's Voice, Alex. So I'm constantly going out, traveling, covering what the mainstream media won't cover. Obviously, last year, 2020, I was covering the race riots with BLM, Antifa, but moved to the border. I'm trying to cover everything, Alex. And you know how it is. It's impossible.
Drew, you're amazing. Drew H. Live. I'm going to see you in New York soon. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking 3 products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All 3 of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm ladies and gentlemen, we are back live and into hour number 2. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to get back into just the incredible tyranny we're living under, how we're being gaslit, and how the system with the corporations and all the governments linked up through the UN and through the whole system that the Rockefellers set up and Klaus Schwab runs and Bill Gates administers to tell us we're coming into your house, we're coming into your body, we're going to arrest you, we're going to take control of your life. We're going to persecute you if you don't submit to us. So I want to go to a clip I forgot to get to last hour of Semyon Boykov, known as the Aussie Cossack. His great-grandparents came from Russia in 1918, 1 year after the Bolsheviks took over, because they were going to be slaughtered. And he's a very successful businessman there in Australia. And so the police just yesterday came to his office. It's by his home, 2 weeks after he was on our show, for incitement, for coming on my show with another woman who'd been released from jail for 20-plus days for having a peaceful protest as well, and saying it's incitement. He said, I may be arrested coming on your show, but we need Americans to peacefully protest at the embassies in New York, in D.C., and I promise to do that, and I'm setting it up now. He sent out an SOS, and it's got 400,000 views on band.video, breaking Australians issue emergency SOS to the world. And ladies and gentlemen, he got arrested yesterday. So here is the footage of North Korean style police. And this is actually happening with a virus the UN cooked up with Fauci, on record confirmed now. They released it. They have the motive. They could control it. They could do the lockdown. They could have the cover-up. And then Great Reset all admits that they did it, and they've taken control using it, and that this is for carbon taxes and controlling us. And then we've got, we'll play the clip I forgot to get to last hour as well, of Psaki saying, yeah, we can lower your gas prices, but we're cutting it off because of the earth. I mean, no, they're cutting it off because they're shutting America down. China and India and everybody else just have all the energy they want. This is incredible, folks. Here's 1984 becomes a reality in Australia.
The guy's got the police at the door. So how can I help you?
Come in. We want to chat, yeah.
You want to come in?
No. Come in.
Well, do you want to come inside?
Well, whatever we have to do, we prefer you come to the door. Mr. Boycott, no, please just come to the door, mate.
No, you come inside. Come inside.
Okay. Stand up. Stand up. You're under arrest. Stand up.
I'm under arrest.
You're under arrest. Stand up. Move away from the desk. You're under arrest. Stand up. I cannot be any further. Clear.
So what do you want to do? You want to arrest me?
I want you to stand up and move away from the table. I'm formally placing you under arrest. My name is Leading Senior Constable Kingston from Burwood High Patrol. I'll let you know right now that this conversation is being recorded on the body-worn camera. Do you understand that? Do you understand this being recorded on the body-worn camera?
I can understand that. So what are you arresting me for?
Okay, so you are under arrest, all right? You're under arrest because of an offence committed at 5:25.
Can I get everyone to introduce themselves? I don't know if you're police or not.
No, hang on.
Who are you, sorry? So, Jang, can I see a badge? Yeah, you've got a badge there. What's your name?
Sergeant Porchetti from Burwood Police.
And Kingston.
Now, you've been making threats against me,
okay.
And you've said you're
going to
get
I'm
me.
I'm not going to entertain you.
Is this what you're doing? Is this your following through on the threat?
Listen, you are under arrest at the moment for an alleged breach of the Public Health Act that occurred at 5:25 p.m. Monday, the 4th of October, 2021, in the vicinity of Timbrell Park, Rod Point. Okay? I'm going to remind you, you do not have to say or do anything if you don't want to. Anything you do say or do is being recorded. And this recording may be used in court as evidence. Do you understand that?
Yeah. So are you going to try and get violent with me now, or what are you going to do?
Come on, let's go.
You want to cuff me or what?
So this is the reality of what's happening around the world, and it's now happening in Canada. We had the pastor on yesterday. It's now happening in areas of New York City. This is all UN-directed. This is a UN globalist invasion in our face. And then again, she's all over the news. There's no need to play it. You've seen Psaki come out and say, we could give you cheaper fuel. Fuel's basically doubled under Biden, but that's good for the earth for that to happen. No, bankrupting you and shutting down our business is not good. They've already shipped our jobs overseas. They've already flooded us with third world populations, and now they've cut off most of our coal power plants while China opens new ones every week and while we ship our coal to China. This is just such a massive, deliberate campaign. But I want to show you one more video that I showed last hour that is so important. It's on Infowars.com. It's a John Hopkins illustration with their data. Video illustrates how COVID vaccines have totally backfired. No, my friends, it's not backfired. There it is on screen. Everywhere in the world, when the vaccine starts, when the injection starts, it then skyrockets to all-time record highs. This, out of all the videos we've seen, is the video to send your neighbors, your friends, your family. A lot of them have already taken the shots. So they don't want to admit they were conned. They don't want to admit they were wrong. But this will wake them up. These are real numbers from John Hopkins all over the world. And I think I'm going to change the headline. Kelly McBreen did a great job. He says, video illustrates how COVID vaccines have totally backfired. John Hopkins' illustration proves COVID shots causing illness and death. Causing majority of illness and death. I mean, that's what it proves. Well, you're not a scientist. Well, if I shoot you in the head with a gun and blow your brains out, it kills you. I'm also not a ballistics expert, but I know I just blew your head off. There it is. This is depopulation out in the open, but they hide it in the bureaucracy. I've got another video I'll have to get to later once Owen gets in studio with his tragic grieving uncle eulogizes vaccine-murdered niece. Jessica died as a direct result of an experimental vaccine. They're all just seeing if they can get away with it and all trying to censor that important information. But let me just stop right here and talk about something that's also important. And it's the fact that we can fight back and you can get angry and upset. And you can share the live feed of this show and you can share articles and videos and you can start your own shows. You can go speak at city council and school board. They wouldn't be trying to sick the FBI on you going to school board saying, I don't want masks. I don't want shots. I don't want white kids taught they're the devil. It's going to create racial division. Because they're weak. They're wrong. Foreign corporations are running this attack on America. That's what the New World Order is. And they feel shielded that they can cause a civil war here or a war in China and that won't affect them. It will affect them. And it's time to identify the UN and Klaus Schwab and the globalists and the people behind this. They keep trying to put out UN propaganda and Klaus Schwab Great Reset about how wonderful this is and how they did the lockdowns to save the earth. They pulled those videos because you rejected it. These psychos think they're going to win. They're not. The question is, how bad is it going to get before we do something? The other good news is you can fund this operation. This has been in for a month. We've gotten all these five-star reviews. I've been so busy, I haven't plugged it yet. So let me tell you right now, there are now five different types of BioPros and the BioPros.com, thebiopros.com. This is the industrial system for porta potties, for sewage lines, for every other system you can imagine everywhere. It's just absolutely incredible. It works in septic tanks. It just goes on and on and on and on. And we are really, really proud of this system, ladies and gentlemen. And I worked with the big oil company people that develop this and the scientists have had it 20 years to get this through a company they set up to you. because it works so good. It's not enzymes in your septic tank. It's not enzymes in your boat or RV or trailer or in your outhouse, your one-holer. This is a system that uses bacteria that live in there, and it says goes 6 months to a year. That's because we're being conservative. It goes for years, ladies and gentlemen, and even lives through freezes, you name it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thebiopros.com. There is now BioDrain, BioRV, BioMarine Pro, and BioPorta Pro, ladies and gentlemen, all available at thebiopros.com. And they're going to be adding a page soon to show you some of the amazing reviews. This is trailblazing stuff, and we're excited about it. And then separately, 30 seconds on this, Silent Pocket, ladies and gentlemen. These are incredible systems, next-level gens. It's a company here in America. They've got very compliant. The military buys these from them. They have a whole Made in America line that's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And these Faraday cages are super, super nice. No reviews yet because we just started offering them. And I'll tell you more about those in the future. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get together and they go in for decades and study the cultures of wherever they're going. Then they come in and divide the groups against each other. That's how the Roman Empire controlled people, divide and conquer. Well, Professor Thomas Sowell is one of my favorite historians. He really does his research. He's dead on accurate. And I watch his stuff almost every day. I mean, he's very prolific. But here's just a short 7-minute clip about the true history of the South and blacks and the left's relationship to it. It's a very, very important clip, and I suggest you go to places like YouTube, while still available, and watch his other lectures or read some of his books. In fact, I've had him on several times. I think it's time to try to get him back on the broadcast again. So here is Thomas Sowell breaking down some amazing history. And if you're interested in history, I would suggest you just start researching the South itself. It's intriguing like all other major history is. Now, we're going to play this report, and we're going to come back, and Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio to tell us what happened in his court hearing today. They're trying to put him in prison for 2 years for thought crime. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook.
So Dr. Ben Carson, you may be familiar with him. He's an up-and-coming African-American in the Republican Party. Anyway, he's being taken to task tonight after making some controversial comments on Mark Levin's conservative radio show. Here it is.
You're attacked also in many respects because of your race, because you're not supposed to think like this and talk like this. A lot of white liberals just don't like it, do they?
Well, they're the most racist people there are because, you know, they put you in a little category, a little box. You have to think this way. How could you dare come off the plantation?
From my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
Booker T. Washington, his message, his story, his success, the generation that came out of slavery, their successes, that's an inconvenient truth for the political left. So yes, hide Booker T. Washington, hide all those blacks who were successful, hide all the success that took place before affirmative action. Just hide it. Pretend it didn't happen, and then you can believe that blacks are inferior and that only white people can save them.
Black people have never supported, for example, affirmative action, POTUS, anything of that sort. Wherever polls have been taken of black opinion on such matters of should people be paid equally or should there be this or that, black people have never taken a position that you describe. So it is not a question of what black people chose to do. It's what you choose to put in the mouths of black people. It's what you choose to project. It is not what any black people have ever said anywhere that you can put your finger on.
You choose to put into the mouth of the pollsters, as far as I can see.
I look at
the leadership of the black community.
Like most people, I have never seen a pollster.
If you look at the leadership of the black
community. Intellectuals in the 1960s began promoting the idea that those blacks who exhibited a culture different from the ghetto or black redneck culture were not really authentic blacks. This issue was strikingly demonstrated in a controversy between Irving Howe and Ralph Ellison, growing out of Howe's 1963 article criticizing such black writers as Ellison, whom Howe considered insufficiently authentic or militant. For Howe, the central character in Richard Wright's novel, Native Son, a ghetto black epitomizing the black redneck culture, was authentic, and the more sophisticated central character in Ellison's novel, Invisible Man, was not. Ellison rejected and derided the idea of a white man defining what a black man should be and attempting to confine individual blacks to that stereotype. The notion that the ghetto black was the authentic black not only spread among both white and black intellectuals, it had social repercussions far beyond the intellectual community. Rooting black identity in a counterproductive culture not only reduced incentives to move beyond that culture, it cut off those within that culture from other blacks who had advanced beyond it, who might otherwise have been sources of examples, knowledge, and experience that could have been useful to those less fortunate. But more successful blacks were increasingly depicted as either irrelevant non-members of the black community or even as traitors to it. In turn, this meant that many blacks who had a wider cultural exposure and greater socioeconomic success felt a need to conform, to some degree or another, to a more narrow ghetto view of the world, perhaps using ghetto language in order to prove their identity with their own race. Such social pressures become especially acute for young blacks in the schools and colleges. One consequence of this has been that counterproductive attitudes toward education have filtered upward into black middle-class young people raised in racially integrated middle-class communities such as Shaker Heights, who spend less time on their studies than their white or Asian American classmates, under the overhanging threat of being accused of acting white if they devote themselves to their studies instead of to various social activities in which other black students indulge. The painful irony is that those who make this accusation are themselves acting white when they perpetuate a redneck culture from a bygone era. Even such a modern ghetto creation as gangster rap echoes the violence, arrogance, loose sexuality, and self-dramatization common for centuries in white redneck culture, and speaks in exaggerated cadences common in the oratory of rednecks in both the antebellum South and those parts of Britain from which their ancestors came. It is not only the cultural peculiarities of the black ghetto culture which has been perpetuated by the identity fetish developed in the post-1960s era. What has also been promoted has been a conformity of beliefs and affirmations among blacks, with those with different viewpoints being banished from consideration intellectually and ostracized socially, at least insofar as identity advocates succeed in imposing their straitjacket on others. Not only behavioral litmus tests, but ideological litmus tests have been used by those promoting a black identity fetish, with those who do not pass such litmus tests being dismissed as not really black. This post-1960s black identity intolerance, promoted by white intellectuals as well as black leaders and activists, is a painful parallel to the post-1830s intolerance among white Southerners against anyone who questions slavery in any way. Maintaining what has been aptly called an intellectual blockade against ideas differing from those prevailing in the South, antebellum Southerners not only insulated themselves from ideas and viewpoints originating outside the region, but, at the same time, in effect drove out of the South independent-minded people who would not march in lockstep. The resulting narrow and unquestioning conformity of that era led the South into the blind alley of a civil war that devastated wide sections of the region and left a legacy of bitterness that lasted for generations. It can only be hoped that today's narrow intolerance promoted by a black identity fetish will not lead into similarly disastrous blind alleys.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're back live in the InfoWars world headquarters here in Austin, Texas. And wow, there is so much breaking as I prepare to host the next hour and a half of the Alex Jones Show, and then I'll be back hosting the War Room 3 to 6. And, I mean, seriously, there's just so much breaking. And I've got a lot of great guests. They're going to be coming up as well. But it's tough to even decide where to begin on this. I mean, I think what's incredible is what I'm not seeing in the news, and that's some of the geopolitical strife that's actually kinetic now. It is actually going on. It just got reported by, I forget the gentleman's name covering the border for Fox News. I think it's Bill Mengelin or something like that. And so now the cartels, I'm not sure, guys, did the, yeah, in clip 12, just roll the B-roll. The cartels are firing machine guns across the southern border into the United States. And it's been determined by the Border Patrol down there that he's stationed with that they're basically warning shots because they're buzzing over the heads of the headquarters down there, Border Patrol, and their stations. And so this is just the video. You can see the tracer rounds going over the heads of a Border Patrol facility there. And I can't play the audio because it's basically like, what the F? Oh, my F. Holy F. So there's, yeah, Bill Melogen. We witnessed tracer rounds from a suspected cartel machine gun being fired from Mexico into the U.S. early this morning while we were embedded with the Texas National Guard in Roma, Texas. Soldiers tell us rounds went above their observation posts. Now, you had, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday, about a dozen governors down at the southern border addressing this issue. And think about how bad it is. Think about how corrupt our government is when you have live rounds being fired off from Mexico into the United States of America, and it's not even news, and it's not even a big enough event, I guess, in the eyes of the White House that, hey, the southern border is under serious duress. The southern border is a war zone. You see dead bodies hanging from trees. You see kids being dumped over walls. You see U-Haul trucks with hundreds of people stuffed in. I mean, just all the scenes that we've seen. Not to mention the millions of illegal immigrants that have come across. And Melogen here is just continuing to report on all the chaos. But bullets, live rounds, tracer rounds being fired into the United States from the Mexican border, and we get nothing out of the White House. Still, we have a wide open border. I mean, that's like emergency stuff. And it's just barely even a blip on the radar. And that's just one example. Did you know there was a massive bombing last night in Afghanistan? In fact, I mean, seriously, I'll ask the crew. Did you know that, cameraman? Did you know that? No? Any of the crew know that? Anybody know that? Anybody hear about that? So most of the crew, one person said they heard about it. Most of the crew did not hear about it. And, I mean, this is the most informed crew you're going to find in news, folks. Shia mosque bombing kills dozens, it's actually hundreds is the number now, in Afghan city of Kunduz. So the destabilization of Afghanistan continues to go into chaos. And look, I think it's sad what happens in the Middle East with all the chaos. Can the U.S. do anything about it? Probably not. Maybe we tried. Maybe we could have helped. Maybe we did help. There was a lot of death. It cost us a lot of treasure. And we just left it as now it's a bigger disaster zone than ever. And they're just back to just killing hundreds of people all the time. And they're claiming it was the Islamic State. Where did they get the bombs? Where did they get the weapons? But I guess we know the answer to that, don't we? The Obama administration was arming these terrorists. They called them moderate rebels. In fact, guys, you should pull that up just for context and brevity if you can. Just search Obama arms or Obama funds moderate rebels, and you should pull up a dozen or so stories. These are the moderate, quote-unquote, moderate rebels that he was funding at the time. He was funding them and arming them in Syria as well. These are all CIA proxy wars. It's kind of like what just came out the other day this week, where they admitted that the CIA had a proxy group in Afghanistan that they were running, which is really just this rogue group that's now gone rogue and just, you know, mass murdering and enslaving people again. So where do you think the weapons came from? At least 100 worshippers have been killed or injured in a suicide bombing that targeted a packed Shia mosque in Afghanistan during Friday prayers. What do you think the suicide bomber got this? Did he make it himself? The speculation is the attack was carried out by the Islamic State, which has a long history of attacking Afghanistan's Shia minority. So hundreds dead from a alleged ISIS or IS suicide bomber, and it doesn't even make the news anymore. Not even a story. And all I do is sit there and watch news. It's kind of sad, maybe a bit of a sad existence, quite frankly. That's all I do. Nobody covered it. I just happened to see it when I was doing my news aggregation on the internet. So, rounds being fired into the United States from Mexico across the southern border barely makes the news. Suicide bomber in Afghanistan kills hundreds of people in a mosque, barely makes the news. We're not even done yet. Did you know China invaded India yesterday? How about that one, crew? Did anybody hear about that one? Nope. No. China tried to invade India last night. Did you know that? India and China face off along the line of actual control in the Arunachal Pradesh sector. I'm probably butchering that, but there it is. And so China tried to invade. They racially held off is what happened. They sent a military force in there. It's kind of a small contingent. They sent it in there to cross the border and go in through the line of actual control. And the Indian army that was there basically staved them off and they had to retreat. So China is getting real aggressive because of the weak leadership of the United States. Afghanistan is going into complete chaos and death and destruction because of the weak leadership of the United States. Rounds are being fired from Mexico across the southern border into the United States because of the weak leadership in the United States, and the media doesn't even cover it. Still not done. And by the way, you think all this development with China going into Taiwan, China encroaching on Hong Kong, China moving into India, you think this is all coincidence with this story now that we've seen? Attack submarine USS Connecticut suffers underwater collision in South China Sea. So yet another example of the Navy completely flubbing up. I'm telling you, something is sour at the Navy. And I hate to admit this, but I really question the leadership of the Navy. I question people that come out of the Navy and end up, you know, on TV or whatever, but hey, look, I had grandparents that served in the Navy. I'm not an anti-Navy guy. I'm a pro-Navy guy. I don't like, how is it that the Navy can't control to keep their submarines from crashing into one another and crashing into rocks and docking when China's invading the South China Sea? It all seems coincidental. And now they just, we just hit a random object in the South China Sea. We don't know what's happening. And so now this major naval station, this major naval submarine in the South China Sea is basically, they say, oh, we didn't suffer much, but I mean, you know, it's not a normal commission. And what is China doing? China's trying to invade India. China's trying to invade Taiwan. China's trying to invade Hong Kong. And now our naval vessel in the South China Sea just hit an object. We don't know what happened. Just hit an object. With all the technology, 11 sailors injured after Navy submarine struck object in Indo-Pacific region. It's in the South China Sea. And the U.S. is now deploying troops into Taiwan. Apparently, they've been there for a while, but they're now apparently going to be there permanently. So what is going on in the South China Sea? What is going on with the Navy? What is going on with India? What is going on in Afghanistan? What is going on our southern border? Ask Biden. He doesn't have a clue.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in here, and Rand Paul warns Americans, be afraid of your government, says watch list of dissenters already exists. Absolutely. And isn't that sad that we have to fear our government? I believe it was Thomas Jefferson that said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's freedom. Well, which side of the spectrum are we on with that famous quote right now? Well, Rand Paul understands it. I think a lot of people in this audience probably understand it a little too well. And we're kind of in this holding pattern right now of, you know, not really sure of how to even respond to it or react to it. We've never seen a government this corrupt, this out of control, this authoritarian, this totalitarian in U.S. history. Being aimed against the people, being weaponized against the people, our tax dollars being weaponized against us, our government being weaponized against us. And something's going to have to give, because either the Republican leadership or leadership that doesn't want to see America go into full tyranny is going to have to kick it into high gear, or this country is done for all its intensive purposes. Rob Schneider gets it, one of the few Hollywood actors who's not a total sellout. White House says turning this country into something similar to the former Soviet Union is not off the table. Well, we're already there, actually. And it's only getting worse, actually. And see, people like Rick Wilson are angry, and I haven't really looked further into this. I just saw this tweet that he put out He is really upset. He says this is horrible news. He says the January 6th Commission is dead and will not enforce any subpoenas. And he says that's the, because that is a victory for Trump. No, that's a victory for America. That's a victory against tyranny. But let me move on. I shouldn't even get into this. It's just, it shows you where these people come from. And apparently the government says they're afraid of First Amendment applications. And this, or implications, excuse me. And this upsets Rick Wilson. And then he talks about January 6th like it was some sort of violent mob killing people or burning things to the ground. He must have that confused. I think Rick Wilson has January 6th confused with the summer of 2020 when thousands of police officers were hospitalized, dozens of people were murdered, and $2 billion of property damage was done. No calls for a commission, no investigation. In fact, the FBI and Merrick Garland came out this week and said, no, we're not investigating those groups. We're not investigating any of the crimes or any of the murder or any of the looting or any of the arson that happened in the summer of 2020. No, we're not investigating any of that. No. So Rick Wilson must have the summer of 2020 confused with January 6th. No, Rick Wilson knows exactly what's going on. He's a fraud. He's a liar. He's Rick Wilson. He's a Democrat. And I guess Bret Baier is upset to hear this, too. Bret Baier went on with Stephen Colbert, and he talked about how bad January 6th was, and he sold his new book that was supposed to be about Ulysses S. Grant's life, former president, but it turned out just to be about January 6th. So that's Bret Baier of Fox News. Heard he plays good golf, though. By the way, Trump... This is kind of a weird, honestly, I didn't really like what Molly Hemingway did with her piece. She apparently did an interview with Trump for basically 3 days on and off at Mar-a-Lago, spending hours with him. And as far as the information is concerned, it really delivers very little. Now, I have to warn you, this is like a 30-page article. And guys, I don't even remember the headline. It's Molly Hemingway on the Federalist. It's like a 30-page article. I mean, it took me a while to read all of it. There's very little information even conveyed. It's almost her just writing a novel about what Mar-a-Lago and Trump is like, which, you know, there's some interest there. But you do get a little bit into Trump's head on some of these issues about the 2020 election and about Mitch McConnell. He basically called him a dumb F. And so there's some little stuff in that, but you got to dig through this thing, man. It's like a needle in a haystack. I mean, she wrote a book. And you'd think there would have been more information on it, but it's more just a relishing of her time at Mar-a-Lago and what that was like. So there's maybe something there for you if you want to check that out. But figured I'd let you know about that. But, hey, Biden is continuing to destabilize not just the planet. Maybe he has something to do with that. Maybe not. Maybe he just is totally out of control of everything. But he is collapsing our economy. In fact, here's the news story, and then I'll play the clip, guys, of the CNBC reacting to these numbers live on air. It's, yeah. September's jobs report badly misses expectations with payrolls increasing by just 194,000. So, yeah, oh, they had these big pipe dreams of the economy coming back and Biden fixing the economy and he's going to save and everything, and it's been a complete disaster. Consumer price index continues to skyrocket. The price of energy continues to skyrocket. You can't even, they're not even manufacturing stuff anymore. Cargo ships, oil ships still sitting in the bays and in the gulfs and off the coasts waiting to be delivered. And the Biden administration won't allow it because of all the COVID regulations. And who knows if Biden even has a clue of any of this. So here is in clip one, the CNBC panel reacting to this awful jobs report.
Things are coming down pretty rapidly. We just have this jobs report. Steve, what do you see?
194.
Whoa.
I see 194,000. That is real low.
And then as he's reading it, the stock market is tanking. As the jobs report comes out, literally the stock market tanks. It's actually funny. It was up all day. The jobs report comes out, and it drops like a water slide, straight down. So that's what you're going to get there. But hey, if you work in big pharma, you're doing great, man. You are just doing great. Moderna's founders debut on Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. Wow! How did they do that? Who could have seen that coming? Mandating vaccines and Biden buying billions of vaccines before we even know if they work. And then some of them get recalled. And then you're told you have to get 3 and 4. Oh, and now the big pharmaceutical founders of Moderna are the richest people in America. Who could have seen that coming? Who could have seen Pfizer's stock skyrocketing and Pfizer making billions of dollars during the COVID scamdemic? Who could have seen any of this coming? That's some shocking stuff right there. Elizabeth Warren, believe it or not, is one of the few that actually gets this issue. It's kind of a separate side of the issue, but it's still the same. It's the same coin. The American people have a right to know that leaders in Washington are making decisions in the country's interest, not their own financial interest. It's long past time to ban members of Congress, cabinet secretaries, federal judges, and other top officials from trading stocks. And I would add, and also lobbying. Lobbying should almost be illegal, but I'm a free market absolutist, so I wouldn't do that. But that's also part of the corruption, too, is the lobbying. But so Elizabeth Warren gets it, and actually in Molly Hemingway's article about Trump, Trump was actually praising Elizabeth Warren for a couple things. He said he liked her better than Warren, he liked Elizabeth Warren better than McConnell. So that's all going on, ladies and gentlemen. And in a thumb your nose to Elon Musk, the government of California basically told Elon Musk to get bent because, you know, he's not a good communist. So he said, okay, and he's upped and now moved Tesla headquarters to Austin, Texas. So Elon Musk has completely abandoned the sinking hellhole of Democrat-run communist California, and he's now got SpaceX and Tesla in Texas. SpaceX, by the way, I think just got reported worth $100 billion today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new product that we are excited about. It's going to be up at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've sold privacy pockets for a long time. You've seen them. And they're great. They work. But what we like to do is have the best on the market. And the problem is we've never really been able to source out the best privacy pockets or Faraday cages for your phone on the market because it's hard to find everything that's made in America. So just out of a rush, we put our label on the privacy pouches that we have that work great and they're fine, but they're kind of a little more, they're not the best on the market. Let's just put it that way. It works. It's fine. It's got our logo on it. It's about $20. It's cheap, but it's not the best on the market. Well, we've now done it. We now have the best cell phone or laptop or tablet Faraday enclosures for your cell phone on the market. It is the Silent Pocket right here, and it is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So many different options now. So we'll still sell the old privacy pouches that we sold, but they're not as high quality as this. This is, and by the way, 100% made in America. This is every piece of this, everything that puts it together, 100% made in America, the new privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D